I don't think people really get how quickly this can go too far. An agent drafts a customer email, rewrites a pricing page, posts a launch thread, and just like that, the company voice is handed over to a system that doesn't feel embarrassment. That's not just a little automation win. It's a serious reputational risk disguised as a friendly interface.
Yeah, that's way too convenient. People send out messy customer emails and awful launch posts all the time. The real question is, does the agent have traceability? Can it roll back changes? And is its job more focused than the intern you gave the same task to last week? If it has those features, then just blocking it because it feels weird is really just theater.
The theater's acting like a log file equals judgment, but that's not it. Traceability shows you how the damage happened after it's done. It doesn't warn the agent that a clever sentence might come off as smug to a customer who just got overcharged. That's the missing piece. Taste, context, and fear.
Wait, but you're sneaking in a standard humans fail constantly. A PM with taste can still be tired, rushed, or politically cornered. An agent can be forced to cite policy, check the account state, and route high-risk replies for review. That is not perfect judgment, but it is more disciplined than vibes.
I'm not asking for vibes. I'm asking for a bright line. If the work can embarrass a real person, cost a real customer money, or publicly change the company's position, the agent can prepare it, but a human owns the send button. Otherwise, we're calling supervision old-fashioned right up until the apology post.
That makes sense. So let's be clear about the goal here. It's not about having no agents, and it's not about having agents everywhere either. The idea is for agents to help streamline the drafting, research, and quality assurance process. That way, humans can make their judgment calls more quickly. The risky part comes when we start acting like those judgment calls don't exist anymore.